Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It appears that after months of speculation, we finally have a slate of candidates to replace Max Baucus in the U.S. Senate. The only surprise is on the Democrat side of the ticket. Last month, Lieutenant Governor John Walsh announced that he would seek the seat, much to the relief of state Democrats who had trouble finding anyone to step up. The likely candidates would have been former Governor Brian Schweitzer, who indicated he was interested, then found himself embroiled in an IRS campaign finance scandal. Denise Juneau, the head of OPI, who many thought was a given, but then declined. And Monica Lindeen, the insurance commissioner and chief architect of Obamacare in Montana, who may have seen the handwriting on the wall. In fact, the failed rollout of Obamacare promises to play a big role in the race and may have been one of the main reasons that Senator Baucus chose not to run. If you'll recall, he was the main driving force behind Obamacare when it passed 3 years ago. With the entry of Lieutenant Governor Walsh, it appeared that the Democrats had their Tier 1 credible candidate. Then came the surprise. On Tuesday night, former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger announced that he would challenge Walsh in the Democratic primary. Why would he upset the apple cart? It's been speculated for months that he would jump in, but once Walsh announced, there was no longer a need. Walsh is well-known, credible, and has the ability to raise the necessary money. Bollinger's entrance just complicates the race. Now, instead of spending the first half of the election cycle campaigning against his Republican opponent, Walsh will have to retool his campaign and spend valuable money going after Bollinger. Bollinger's move left many Democrats scratching their heads, but as one said, oh well, it is what it is. The upside is that Lieutenant Governor Bollinger has finally come clean with the people of Montana, or maybe it's just that he finally figured out who he is. During his legislative career, he ran as a Republican, but voted so liberally that many of his colleagues said that he was a Democrat in disguise. Then the facade began to crack when he ran with Governor Schweitzer on the Democrat ticket, but still claimed to be a Republican. Now he's chosen to file as a Democrat for the U.S. Senate. The veil is lifted, and he's finally admitted that what his colleagues claimed for years is true. He's been a Democrat all along, and it should make for an interesting primary. On the Republican side, the worst-kept secret in the state of Montana was finally revealed when Congressman Steve Daines announced that he would also be seeking the Senate seat. Daines, a freshman, has long been speculated to be the logical Republican pick. His announcement clears the way for others to file for his congressional seat, something they've already been doing for months. As I said, his candidacy was the worst-kept secret in the state. So there you have it. Three top-tier candidates, all of whom are serious and credible, and all of whom have the ability to raise lots of money. That means that you only have a couple more months to enjoy watching TV. After that, their ads will be all you see. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.